أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, as we continue in the blessed month of Ramadan and we have reached the seventh day, this means we have now reached the point where we have concluded 1 week of fasting. Unbelievable to think about. And today we turn our focus to yet another verse of the noble Quran as it relates to the profound depth of knowledge which Imam Ali, peace be upon him, possesses. Not only of the religion of Islam in general, but more specifically of the verses of the noble Quran. And thus, when we turn to Surat Ali Imran, chapter number 3 of the noble Quran, verse number 7, in a lengthy verse, Allah says the following: It is He who has set down on you this glorious book, wherein are verses explicit and firm. They are the core of the book. Others being allegorical, those in whose hearts is a swerving pursuit, those in whose hearts is swerving pursue what is allegorical in it, seeking to cause dissension and seeking to make it open to arbitrary interpretation, although none knows its interpretation save Allah and those firmly rooted in knowledge. They say, we believe in it, in the entirety of its verses, both explicit and allegorical. All is from our Lord, yet none derives admonition except the people of discernment. Now this verse delves into the nature of the Quranic revelation, distinguishing between explicit verses and allegorical ones, while emphasizing the importance of discernment and knowledge in understanding its deeper meanings. This verse, as we will see, resonates profoundly with the character and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, known for his deep insight and profound understanding of the Quran. The Quran, being the final scripture which Allah sent for the guidance of humanity to His final prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, is a unique book. It's been memorized over the past 1400 years by millions, if not billions perhaps, people, ensuring its preservation. It's also been guaranteed to be protected by Allah Himself, as He notes in another verse of the Noble Quran. However, with all of that said, memorization and protection, we need to ask ourselves about the meaning of and interpretation of the verses of the Quran. Who has that knowledge? Who has the correct knowledge to be able to delve into the deeper insights that the Quran has to offer? Well, there is no doubt that the Quran was sent for the guidance of humanity. However, that doesn't negate the fact that not all verses will mean the same thing to everyone, as there are layers and levels of understanding. The verse for today brings forth many interesting points that we need to reflect upon before we can come to our conclusion on Imam Ali, peace be upon him, being one of those that has access to the deeper knowledge of the Quran. And why should he not be when he is the door to the city of knowledge? So what are the main points of this verse? Well, this verse contains important discussions that must be addressed independently. And we would really need days, if not weeks, to go through word by word of this verse. However, in the interest of time, we'll skim over the details and we can get to the crux of the issue of how this verse relates to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and where is he found. So point number one is that this verse delineates between the firm, the muhkam, and the allegorical, mutashabih, verses. Muhkam, or the firm verses, are those that are straightforward, leaving no room for debate. Point number two, though, is on the other hand, mutashabih, or the allegorical verses, they contain complex meanings. They require a deeper reflection and direct guidance from the divinely appointed teachers of this faith. Now, this distinction underscores the need for a comprehensive understanding of the Quran and the role that an unbiased, immaculate teacher will play in explaining the Quran. And as we will come to see in our reflection for today, it is only somebody like Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his teachings which will play that crucial role in understanding the Quran's profound depths by reconciling apparent ambiguities and complexities with the clarity provided by the firm verses. However, one question which I want to try and answer very briefly is that why are some verses of the Quran allegorical? Why are there mutashabihat? If the Quran is a source of light, guidance, and truth for humanity, why does God contain or bring forth in the Quran allegorical verses? Why are some of its verses complex, leading to misinterpretation and maybe deviation? Well, this could be for several reasons. Maybe we'll try and explore a few of them today, very briefly, obviously. Number one is that human discourse, how we communicate, it necessitates words and expressions that are tailored to everyday needs. However, when discussing the boundless nature of the Creator or other such profound concepts, human language falls short. Thus, sometimes there ends up being what we perceive as complexities found in the verses of the Quran. Secondly, there are many truths that pertain to the unseen realm beyond the grasp of our limited human understanding, confined by time and space. This limitation of thought and the vastness of these concepts contribute to their being what we perceive as ambiguity in the Quranic verses. Furthermore, by Allah employing complex ideas, He actually fosters intellectual growth, and Allah promotes intellectual movements among the people. This approach stimulates thinkers to delve deeper, enhancing their reflection on the Quran, and to seek out the guides which would lead them to the ultimate conclusion and the ultimate destination. Now, the existence of allegorical verses, this mutashabihat, they underscore the need for divinely appointed leaders, namely the Prophet and his immaculate successors. This necessitates and drives people to seek their guidance, actively going to their door, recognizing their leadership and utilizing their forms of guidance above everybody else. You know, just as in some educational contexts, let me give you this example. Sometimes the explanation of certain subjects are entrusted to teachers and professors to maintain the student-teacher relationship and to inspire the students with their thoughts. And so the Quran exemplifies the familiar advice of the Prophet in doing this, where the Prophet has been quoted as saying that, "I'll leave behind you two weighty things, the Book of Allah and my progeny, the people of my house. The two will never separate until they come back to me by the pool of paradise." Lastly, as we conclude, the presence of allegorical verses also serves as a means of testing individuals, testing you and I as Muslims, and to distinguish the sincere believers from the mischief makers, as is alluded to in this verse. But who are the rasikhuna fil ilm, those firmly grounded in knowledge? Well, the Quran uses this term twice, once here and once in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 162, and it refers to those who are steadfast and knowledgeable in their field of expertise. It's a very general definition. However, the concept of this term is broad, encompassing all scholars and thinkers, but the specific interpretation are those that have an unparalleled level of knowledge of the Quran, knowledge which must have come from a supernatural source, from the author of the book, the author of the Quran, Allah. Thus, in summary, one of those that is firmly grounded in knowledge of the Quran is Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And I'll prove this as we conclude. Without a doubt, his knowledge comes from multiple streams. But in essence, as I said, as he is the door to the city of knowledge, the city being the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, his understanding of the Quran comes not from his own interpretation, but a pure and untainted stream of knowledge. The Prophet, and ultimately, Allah. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his unparalleled knowledge, his spiritual enlightenment, and his direct teaching from higher sources allowed him to grasp the intricacies of the Quranic text, distinguishing between its literal and its metaphorical interpretations. His profound understanding of the Quranic revelations given to him by his teacher, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, enabled him to guide others in comprehending its deeper meanings and applying its teachings in their lives. And thus there are countless trustworthy companions of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that have been able to carry these teachings forward until we have them today in our midst. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his commitment to upholding the true essence of the Quranic message without succumbing to arbitrary interpretations or discord, or being unable to be somebody who could be bribed or enticed to interpret based on personal whims, this mirrors the admonition outlined in this verse of review for today. He exemplifies the importance of approaching the Quran with humility, seeking guidance from Allah to discern its true intent and the wisdom encapsulated within these verses. In essence, this verse under review today highlights the significance of seeking knowledge and understanding in interpreting the Quran, a principle epitomized by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his profound wisdom and spiritual enlightenment. It guides you and I as believers to go to the right source of knowledge for the Quran, not just anybody who happened to be around the Prophet, a so-called companion who was with the Prophet an hour, a day, a week, a month, a year, a decade. Why not go to someone that was brought up in the lap of the Prophet, one who lived with the Prophet, who drank directly from the stream of knowledge of the Messenger of Allah? May Allah bless him and his family. Through his example, that is of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, believers are reminded of the importance of approaching the Quran with humility, reverence, and a sincere desire to discern its deeper truths, thereby embodying the essence of true faith and enlightenment. This verse and its understanding also points us to some reality, or rather it points us to the reality, that there are some people that have the keys to inner knowledge of the Quran. And the first one of them is the Prophet, and after him is none other than Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Now, as I conclude, we know that the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in this verse we are reviewing today. And that's where the beauty of the hadith once again come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the only rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance and see how they explain the verses of the Quran. In looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to the verse. And it states the following, that Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth Imam, has said, "And those firmly grounded in knowledge are the commander of the faithful and the Imams. Peace be upon all of them." Let us now come to some practical tips for the topic of today, for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and final thought to end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is the limited understanding of verses. Not everyone possesses the ability to comprehend all the verses of the Quran, apart from the Prophet of Islam and his 12 divinely appointed successors, particularly Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and of course his wife, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. No one else can claim to have a thorough understanding of each verse of the Quran. Thus, the Prophet is the city of knowledge, and Ali is the gate, and the other 11 Imams are gates to Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Point number two is source of corruption. Deviated hearts serve as the root cause of corruption and turmoil in Muslim society. When individuals deviate from the teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the Immaculate Imams, peace be upon all of them, and they attempt to interpret Islam, the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Prophet independently, they will encounter challenges and they will fail to grasp the true essence of Islam, giving rise to deviant forms of Islam as we see spread out throughout the world today. Point number three is the elevated position of knowledgeable individuals. The names of those firmly rooted in knowledge are mentioned alongside the sacred name of Allah, signifying their esteemed position. Although these people are not named by Allah in the Quran, however, considering the numerous verses of the Quran revealed in their honor, as well as the countless sayings of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, can anyone really deny the superiority of Imam Ali and the Immaculate Imams from his progeny? May God's peace and blessings be upon him and upon all of them. I leave you with a closing reflection for today, that the profound understanding of the Quran and Islam is intricately linked to the guidance provided by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his Immaculate descendants. Through their teachings, believers can navigate the complexities of interpreting the Quran and adhering to the true spirit of Islam. I conclude with a final thought. As we reflect on the significance of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the knowledgeable individuals mentioned in the Quran, let us strive to seek knowledge from authentic sources and embrace the teachings of those who are deeply rooted in understanding the divine wisdom. By doing so, we can attain spiritual enlightenment and deepen our connection with the Quranic teachings, ultimately enriching our lives and strengthening our own faith. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflection series, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.